Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about having our good friend, Mr. Austin Kiplinger, on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Since 1998, he's been joining me at least once a year, this time of year, to celebrate his birthday. This is the 17th birthday we celebrated, and the 17th anniversary of the Kiplinger Letter. He's 96, ladies and gentlemen. The Kiplinger Letter is 91. He's only 5 years older than the venerable Kiplinger Letter. Mr. Kiplinger, thanks again for hanging out with us. Happy birthday again. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Jim.
One of the things, folks, I very, very proudly say that in my opinion, Mr. Kiplinger is a national treasure, and he's a witness to a century. One of the things that I like contemplating, Mr. Kiplinger, is what Lincoln called the American experiment. What do you think about that? Do you think we're still an experiment? And if we are, how's it going?
Well, I think we've proven the experiment, and we're an example. But I think of the American idea. America is not just a government, and it's not a people. We are a collection of people. What we are is an idea, the American idea that people of all stripes, of all kinds, of all genders, of all ethnic groups can work together and have the same basic talents if they're given the chance to be developed. Mm-hmm. So I think that idea is the one that has got to catch fire. And, of course, there are places in the world where it is not. And we are still an oddity, believe it or not, if you add
up all
the
governments. Yeah.
We're still an oddity in the world, but I think we're catching on, and I think in generations to come, it will be standard procedure. Mm-hmm. I think our approach to life is going to be standard, but it's going to take a little time.
We have become what we are through what we used to call, when I was in the cattle business, Mr. Kiplinger, we called it hybrid vigor. You know, we've come together as this patchwork, this Brunswick stew of people, as you kind of described it a minute ago, and through our many, we have become a strong one, haven't we? And isn't that the key to our future? Is for us all to stop. To take responsibility for being part of this great whole nation, not trying to be as independent, you know, like some independent player in this country, and to feel like somebody owes us something. In America, you shouldn't wait for somebody to give you something. You should claim it. What do you think?
Well, I think I agree with that. I might use slightly different language, but I think that the essential thing is talent and the ability to do the job or meet the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I focus on that rather than who's doing it or what he looks like or whether it's a he or a she,
right,
or something in between. And I think your ability to meet the challenge is the standard you need to apply.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, now you're talking about the age of the customer, and I want to put in a plug for that. I've given that book to a young student, a business student, who's reading it avidly and learning a hell of a lot from it. So that's what we should do. We should look to our neighbor and satisfy his needs. And that makes a free market in mm-hmm. economic terms, mm-hmm. but in ideas, it's the same damn thing.
Right, exactly.
Excuse my language, but that's the way it
well,
is.
No, that's a good way to put a point on that. What is the world more conducive to the American idea, as you call it, today than it was I mean, you know, sometimes we look around the world, we see all these dangers, but you, as you say, you were born at the end of World War One. You were part of World War Two. You've lived through all the other conflicts, and the entire Cold War. When we look around and see all the issues that we have, do we need to put them in perspective with what's happened in the past? Are things worse now than they were? What do you think?
Well, I try not to put good and bad on things because things are what they are. But if you look at the world today, we think that the world is in more turbulence than it has been, but I'm not so sure. It's just a different kind. We're not working in terms of the blocks. You know, we spent about 3,000 years in the Western world building up governments. Mm-hmm. We had tribes, then we had clans, then we had city-states, then we had principalities, then we had kingdoms, and we had empires, and then we had world blocks. Remember, we're just over a period when we had two world blocks, the so-called free world right. and the communist world. Mm-hmm. Well, now those have dissolved, but in their place, we're getting a whole raft of smaller units. Look at the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that a moment ago. I don't know who's who, and I don't think anybody else does.
And does that make this a more dangerous time than in the past?
Well, the danger is more rapidly transmitted.
Mm-hmm.
In times past, dangers were geographically limited for a while, mm-hmm. and then gradually they expanded. Right now, they go worldwide instantly.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
The speed
of communication, the speed of ideas.
The disruptors have the same technology as the good guys, don't they?
That's right. So yeah. That's a new element, and that, mm-hmm. you know, we all deal with these things on a daily basis, and I think that's part of the new reality.
Mr. Austin Kiplinger, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating his 96th birthday and the 91st anniversary of the Kiplinger Washington Letter. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having more fun than the law allows. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.